CliffCentral.com.
Hey, Rami, it's me.
Yeah. Sorry that I can't your double so late.
You know, it's one of those songs that makes you just want to sing. Yeah. You feel like, but you know, I can take on this guy.
Bothering me.
Yeah.
My Robs.
Yeah.
Leave Gregory out of it. Can I tell you something? If they put you and Gregory Potter here, I don't want to tell you who's going to win.
The thing is, Gregory has advantage over me, so please.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But you know, the love
that's
it.
That's exactly my point.
You've got problems either.
Yeah, no, I know. You know what? Sometimes they're saying that you must know your limitations.
I think I can tell you in a year how many days I have not listened to Gregory Potter.
No, man.
Yeah, like literally listened.
Did you see
to
that billboard on the highway that they had of him?
You know what, ne?
That man is a legend before he was, eh?
Yeah. And that voice, he can wake me up any day.
Welcome
any
to Belighted, the first show of the year.
Yes, the Happy first New Year. Show of the year. Happy New Year to you too, my Romza.
Yeah, man, you've been one of the busiest bodies I know.
I know.
Like the festive.
I know.
And guys, I have to tell you this, you know, people are complaining about weight gain. Some people over the festive season lost weight. What the hell happened to you?
Well, my festive wasn't as hectic as you say it was.
You were busy,
well,
Joe.
I was busy, yes. Yeah. I danced a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I still kind of managed to exercise a bit here and there.
Yeah.
And you know, when you've got no care in the world and you don't have little kids to take care of. I mean, I still have Botelo and my sister's kids, you know, Ari, Kakisho, and
the whole
Gugu
rush at your
house. And you know how crazy they drive.
When I call and Jay's like,
Yeah. And then, I mean, we do the craziest of things. They keep me so young. They keep me so alive.
But you're dropping the standards, I have to say. You know,
why?
There's a time where you were quite crazed and you always posted with your daughters.
Yes.
And then you were either dancing to a quite song or like.
True. Okay, we were supposed to do that over the festive, but then, you know, with Gifula works now and she's such a professional. She's like in the corporate.
So certain things are not done.
Yeah, so she just looks at her. I mean, we still go crazy. We still love Chance the Rapper a lot and we love No Name. I mean, we've been like hip hopping throughout the whole festive season,
yeah,
you know, and yes, there was that other point of King Monada's Kabara Bureki, and then there's that other one, Pelo Yaka e Pompa di Danone, you know what I mean? So we still have it, but yeah, I danced a lot,
but you know,
more
what?
Than anything, I danced a lot.
Something actually caught my attention about these songs. I mean, you wouldn't expect a song like Kabara Bureki to kind of like be up there, you know, but do you remember Spokes H?
Yes.
He used to sing similar songs.
Give us itana. Give us shimani. Banyana kadi dangari. Remember that song?
I remember that song. Oscar, there was a song that I used to like, and I remember it was December, and December 1998.
Yeah.
I think, and we dance. Oscar parara.
But you're so bad with lyrics. I don't even know what you're singing, Maromza.
You know
that should be one of your resolutions for 2017. Yeah, you need to learn lyrics.
Fine,
I mean, did you see how you just met at Hey Laura? I even lost my place, and I know all the lyrics of the song.
But
you know,
but
line was supposed. Sorry, I had to ring your doorbell so late. You know, but then because you went like, hey, Rami, I'm like, what are you saying?
Yeah,
welcome, Maromza, for 2017.
Yeah, man,
you look beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, no. You know, and with my hand
I'm
on
loving
my...
that pink shirt, man. Maromza is wearing a pink shirt.
All right, so let's talk about resolutions. Not resolutions, but my wish for you.
Yeah.
Because I think also part of growing as friends.
Yeah.
And I was talking to another friend of mine about the importance of transition. You know, when we transition is very uncomfortable. And we'll find that there are levels in relationships where we kind of like have to transition. For example, you and I have been friends for over 20 years. And we've gone through a lot of transitions, you know, relationships and so forth. But then enter a new era of our friendship where we have to work together. And we've never worked together before.
Yeah, and you know how many times I wanted to kill you last year. But anyway, that's a story for another day.
Like, why are you bringing the past
saying,
in there?
I'm just saying. But it's part of the dynamics of having to adjust to work
transition.
Together as friends. Yes.
It's transition.
It's not as easy.
Yes.
It's not easy. And I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
And my point is that, you know, sometimes because we've been friends for so long, we speak so much and we do all these things together, the assumption is that we're going to click when we get into business. And that's where a lot of friendships end, actually.
Yes, true.
So I think my transitionary moment was also realizing that, you know what, I will not destroy our 20 years because the transition is something new and it's something that we're going to eventually settle into.
Yeah, true.
And you never give the friendship an opportunity because the transition is not working. And if you think about it, the transition is just a phase.
True.
You see what I mean? Yeah. So anyway, my wish for you for 2017, mm-hmm. I wish, number one, you publish your book.
Yes.
And we'll talk about how far that is. Mm-hmm. And can we get a glimpse of what you're going to be talking about in your next book? We're still talking about my wish for you. It's just
okay, we'll get to that part.
Okay. All yeah. right. And then my wish for you is that you publish your book.
Yes.
And you sell a minimum 10,000 copies. Minimum.
Okay.
10,000 copies.
Okay.
At 250 a pop. So at least we know that you are a millionaire or not. You know?
Yeah.
And then my wish for you is I can't really wish you health because you are healthy anyway. But I just wish that, you know, you live life, you know, that God has for you. And more than anything else, you have a lightweight heart. And what that means is that, you know, whatever challenge that comes, it must not throw you off. You must just find a way to deal with that.
Oh, that's so, don't get me emotional. Stop it.
No. This is my wish for you. You know, and by the way, this is not rehearsed. I'm speaking. I wish that your children, you know, God will cover them and they will get everything that they wish for. And life will just favor your family to the best of our ability.
Wow. And stop.
Are you actually crying? Like, are you serious?
Stop it, because you're trying to make me cry. It's not funny.
No, but I have to say this.
Okay. Yeah. I'm listening.
Okay. But more than anything else, I just wish that whatever that you do, there must never be any delays. You know, sometimes you do something, you know it will happen, but delays of the day. So it's like you decide that I'm going to do this and then it must happen at the same time that you have planned.
Mm.
More than anything else, I wish you an awesome 2017. Yeah? There you go.
Thank you, Maromza. Okay, now I can't think now because now you're telling me all this. You should have told me you're going to tell me that.
That's the beauty of
radio. Of radio, because now like you just like getting me all emotional.
I remember.
It's been a very emotional day today. But anyway,
yeah.
I want to tell you what I wish for you.
Okay.
And
give me a tissue there in case.
No, it's all mine. It's all mine. Okay, I'll give you one. But you know what I wish for you, Maromza, for 2017? I wish you the realization first that you know that you are more than enough, just as you are.
Yeah.
Anything else that comes over and above,
yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Anything and everything that comes over and above, it should be extra. Okay. And not just an extra that has been thrown at you, but an extra that has been purposely, divinely, you know, packaged for you.
Mm.
But because once you know that you're enough, then you know that it's okay when good things are happening to you. It's okay for good things to happen to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what 2017 is going to be like. Good things are supposed to happen to us. And since I know that I'm not going to get married, I want you to get married, okay? And
but let's talk about the fact that you caught the bouquet at
Black Coffee's
wedding. Yeah. So what about that? You caught the, of all the 1,000 women were there, and you actually have to be the one catching the
bouquet. Do you know what happened with that thing, with that whole story?
But you're very strategic. I like that. You're very smart.
You know what happened, Maromza? Let me tell you. We are at the wedding at Sun City. What a beautiful wedding it was. Mm. You know, it was just so magical. It was beautiful. And I think what made the wedding, it was not all the flowers and all the decor and all the beautiful glasses and everything that was there. It was the people that were there that made the wedding to be what it was. You know, when people are there to simply root for you, to cover you with a whole lot of love. And for me, that's what made that wedding to be, for me, one of the best weddings I've ever attended.
Mm.
You know, a whole lot of things could have gone wrong. You know, weddings have technical glitches. They've got behind the scenes drama, you know, the bouquet not being found. Yeah. Somebody forgot their rings at the hotel or whatever. It could be anything.
Mm.
But the people that were there, even when we ran a bit late, the people that were there, you could see that they were eagerly waiting in anticipation to celebrate this milestone? Because another thing is that Nathi and Mbali have been married for about, I think, seven, eight years now.
And traditionally,
yes. They've been married for all that time. And now this was just to close it and to just seal the deal, you know. Because, you know, other people, they don't think until you have a white wedding, you're not necessarily married.
That reminds me of what Flo Masebe was actually tweeting about.
Yes,
you know, the section,
yes.
what?
Yeah, Uchuku Hour.
About, you know, people saying, you know, it has to be a white wedding, you know, in order for us to recognize it.
Yeah.
But then, according to our culture, as long as, you know what, you know, you've paid Lobola, you've signed, that's it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, so, and then I see also the organizer, I mean, the event organizer was Sofla.
Yes, it was. It was Sofla. Well, I think she's had one of the biggest year, which will lead to some of the topics that we'll be talking about later today.
Okay.
But now, going back, don't make me sidetrack.
I was actually going to tell you to go back because you were telling such an awesome story.
About my wish for you. Stop crying. It doesn't help you. Yeah. I've never seen such a tall man cry.
Hey, well, I'll surprise you.
Okay. And everything must just go well. You know, I think one of the biggest mistakes and the misconceptions that we have as a people is that thinking that everything starts on the 1st of Jan. But it's actually something, it's a continuous journey. So each and everything that you have invested in over the years, it must come and, you know, cross over with you and bear fruit, because it's something that it's stuff that you've invested in. I know you're writing books, like more than one book at the same time. I don't know how you do it. Clearly that is so crazy. I don't know if you don't take points from one book to the next and then from one to the other, but somehow you're managing to write all those books at the same time. And I think that is something to acknowledge and celebrate. And I want to see those books coming out, selling. I mean, I know we're always like self-published authors.
Yeah.
And this time, yes, let's sell. Let's make money. Let's make an impact. Let our stories be heard. And more than anything, I wish for you love, lots and lots and lots of love, Joe. You deserve it.
I love love.
Yeah, I love love. I love love too, you know.
Yeah.
And believe, by the way, I don't have to be married to love love. So,
But my hunch is you will actually get a good man this year. Like a proper...
Really? Yes. Oh, Father.
No, I'm telling you, you're going to get a good man. And I'm not talking... Remember, like we have had these conversations about dating fans, you know. People who just look at you and smile and just say, yes.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Yes.
Yes.
Are you hungry? Yes.
Yes.
Are you full? Yes.
It's like coming to America.
Yeah.
Bark like a dog.
Yeah.
Whiff, 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 whiff. No, bark like a big dog.
Yeah.
Woof, 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 woof. Yeah. What food do you like? Anything you like, my master. You know?
Yeah.
So, yes, I know it won't be like that. Yeah, but it will be lovely to.
No, you will, because I think also, remember, what we don't realize is God will always honor a wish that you forgot you had. So if you ever had a good wish for yourself in 2016, it probably come through in 2017. So look out for that. You
okay.
know? And I'm talking about a strong man, but he needs to know, he needs to come by, that he must come here first.
Via you, ne?
Yeah, no, he needs to come, because I will know if he's a
You're
fan.
So
I'm
choosy.
Like, brother, Khabakoseni Abuti, you are not ready for all this greatness.
Yeah, but anyway, Baromza, I know you and me, we can just talk about us and forget everyone else. But listen, I think we just need to go back and check what 2016 was, the year that was. I mean, a whole lot of people, they kept on saying, can 2016 end already? Can 2016 end already? And I know a whole lot of bad things happened over 2016.
Yeah.
But we can't dispute the fact that they've always been good. There's also been good stories to look up to just admire. For instance, who are the people who made it big in 2016, who can look back and say 2016 was definitely my year. I mean, in the entertainment industry, from the top of my head, I can think of Somizi, for instance.
Yeah.
Somizi
and so well deserved.
An amazing year, so well deserved. I've never seen a 44-year-old who has reinvented himself in such an amazing and a big, big way, because Somizi has always been there. I mean, Somizi started working when he was 13. He joined Sarafina when he was 13. And after joining Sarafina, he kept on doing choreography. He kept on doing this, doing that. And, you know, he was like more behind the scenes and everything. And then when he comes to the fore, you actually realize that he's actually good in front and behind and in front of the camera, you know. And this has been one of his biggest years. I can think of a person like Mpoma Boy. you know. I mean, yeah. Now she's like basically the face of AFCON.
I saw that. You know, very nice.
And she's looking stunning. And
we need to go back. We need to go back to Somizi. There's a point that I need to make before you move to the next.
To Pobawoy. Okay.
I think when it's your time to shine, the beautiful thing about it is you don't even have to raise the finger. And you need to understand, I think sometimes we give too much focus on closed doors. And what we don't realize is that when God opens a door, automatically this door has a key to all the other doors. Because you look at Somizi and you see how from one gig to the next. And
you know
also
that
what
I, it, without telling people's secrets over on air, but Somizi is basically booked out for 2017.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
It's amazingly beautifully shocking.
It is.
And you see, what I like is that he doesn't blow his own horn.
Never.
Like, the more you blow up, the more humble you get. And that, for me, sums up Somizi.
Yeah, that is Somizi. I mean, he's done it all. He has done it all. I mean, look at his reality TV show. It did well.
It's like
Som Gaga, you know. I mean, I watch that show.
I do.
And
yes, well,
yeah. And going back to Mpomaboy, I mean, Mpomaboy, we always think, you know, women, sports is for men, especially commentators and presenters. But a person like Mpomaboy, she has risen to the occasion, and now she's like the face of AFCON, and she's been all over the world. I mean, some of the things that Mpomaboy does, we don't necessarily see. On our TVs because the broadcast that wouldn't have bought the rights to it. But she has been all over.
And what I like as well is I knew the moment they asked her to stand in for Rob.
Yes.
I mean, on the Discovery, you know, sports.
Yes.
I'm like, what? Because usually they would ask Joe.
It's a big deal.
But then they kind of like gave her a chance and she pulled it off.
Absolutely.
Because you could see the comments on, you know, the way the listeners were actually saying, wow, you know, you're actually holding it down.
Yeah.
And I think from then, I mean, it was just a meteoric rise and she just went.
She just went.
And I think also for me, Mpo is a good symbol of, you know, patience. Mm-hmm. You know,
because she's been around for quite some time.
Yeah. But also, in one of the sneak peek of my latest book, I talk about family.
Uh-huh, okay.
And one of the things I like about Mpo and, you know, the father of his, the partner.
Yes.
Lesulunyan.
Yes, Rufil.
Rufil.
No, I'm thinking, because I wanted to talk about Rufil as well. It's fine.
Okay, we'll get to Rufil.
Okay.
And I like the fact that they have centered everything they do around family.
Yes.
And they support everything about each other.
Yes.
But what I like as well is from a distance you can see when Renelo didn't have a good game, Mpo would tell him, he's like, but no, that was not a cool game. And it doesn't take an offense.
Yeah, but then she's like a very constructive critic as well.
So that's what I like. And how they celebrate each other.
Yeah. No, you know? They do.
So anyway, let's get on to others. Rufil.
Yeah, okay. No, wait. Before we get, because now you started talking about family and then it will automatically lead us to couples. I think it has always been a year for the Fergusons, for Connie and Shona, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, from Rockville, the Queen, Igazi, all of that in 2016. And they've got a new show coming, the reality show, Yapapa Pini. Ah, hey.
I am not missing that one. I'm going to 50-50.
Did you cook? Why you did not cook?
You know, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
You know, so that is also something to look forward to because they also do support each other. And Salamin and House, I was with them this weekend as well.
And that's why I was upset with you because
you knew they were going to be there.
Oh, man. You know, I love that. Those, they are my favorite couple and they know it.
Yeah. And I mean, Fortune and Letitia still continue to shine.
You know what? From a production perspective, that couple is very powerful.
They're fire.
Like production.
Yeah.
They are hectic.
Yeah.
Even though we need to address Fortune's comments.
Can we talk about Fortune's comments
and
status updates and tweets?
Oh, yo,
the
other one I like, he says, I didn't realize that wifey was actually started to kind of like reduce the number of
sugar in his tea. Yes, I remember.
And then he's upset.
He is upset about that. Oh, and I remember he was complaining that his 16-year-old woke up at 3 p.m. I was like, so what?
He's only
16. He's a teenager. Yeah. What was he supposed to do? Is he emceeing your wedding or a funeral? Mm. If not, just let him be. Mm. And that tweet caught fire.
But also another interesting dynamic in relationships, where I like how Letitia would allow Fortune to say all the things that Fortune says, and she actually supports it, or she'll even comment herself.
Yeah.
And that brings us to, you know, just a side nyana topic. Hore, how much do couples really let each other be on social media, and how many of couples out there would actually just take each other to task to say, how can you say that?
Yeah.
Why did you post that?
Yeah.
And so forth. And sometimes don't lose your sense of humor. You know, it's like we are friends.
That's what
you and I are friends now. And then we decide to date. And then suddenly the sense of humor out the window.
That's why I don't date you. That's why I will never date you, Romeo. Talking about Refilwe Ramakgas and Papa. I mean, Refilwe is like the chairperson of SAMRO now.
Mm.
And Risa. Yes. Mm. The Summers. I'm lying, the Summers. And then Papa Ma has her own fashion house.
Are you talking about
that.
Papa Ma?
Papa Ma is Refilwe's husband.
No, I'm saying, is it not Papa Ma, the singer?
No.
I'm not familiar with the couple.
Papa Ma is like she has her own fashion house. She does beautiful clothing and all of that.
Okay.
And those guys, I adore the kind of relationship that they have.
Mm.
You know, they stick it out all the time with each other.
Mm.
And one thing I've realized is that when couples support each other, there is no way it cannot work. Mm. And I know it's when you support each other, you recognize the kind of person that you are married to, or that you are staying or living with or sharing your life with.
Mm.
As soon as you understand and you adopt their dreams, and then they do the same thing for you, then that's a partnership that no one can ever mess around with.
Break. Mm.
You know, it can never be broken.
Mm.
But now, on the other hand, we've had a couple of divorces. Okay, we're not going to talk about divorces. It's fine. It's another topic for another day.
Yes.
But when you look at the actual root of the separation, the divorces, is because one of us got selfish.
Mm.
The other didn't understand where the other one was going. Lack of support, lack of understanding someone else's vision and supporting it, and being each other's fans and being supportive of one another.
Mm.
That is one of the things that doesn't make things
correct
work.
Mm.
And I know people that will say, yeah, the sex was bad. No, sweetie, the sex is actually one of the last things on people's minds of the time, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, even though it is very, very important. Mm. It is very
important.
But
what I find is that one of the reasons why people end up in extramarital relationships, or you know, bajola basically, or baikutswa, it's actually sex is not one of the reasons.
No,
it's actually not. Companionship.
It is,
and you know, people want to go where they are celebrated.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing how you will fall for someone else who kind of like gives you good fit, and you can see, as a professional, you can see that this person knows about my work.
Yes,
and
the level of
comments and feedback they give you, you see, this person has actually,
and that is the best relationship you can ever ask for,
and.
And back at couples, like look at Casta and Violet.
Yes. You
know, they got married as well on Saturday.
The same time,
the day before Kofi and Malu got married.
Mm.
And I mean, they truly stuck it out.
And they're pushing.
They are pushing. So by the time, I mean, they also had their traditional wedding, I think a year ago, just over a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they had their white wedding on this past Saturday.
Mm.
And that also was just to seal the deal. But even before that, they've been together for a long time, and they've just been pushing the passion in spite of all the backlash Casta was getting, the bad media, bad exposure, just bad rep that she was working and struggling through.
Mm.
They still managed to stick it out.
But
and why not stick with someone who knows how to stick out with you when things are like so hectic?
And I find that also I've got a responsibility to play. You know, sometimes one of the reasons why people don't support each other is because they don't know what to support. So I've got a responsibility to tell my partner what's happening with me, what I'm doing. Basically lay down the vision.
Yeah.
So that when the backlash comes, you have information to defend.
Yeah.
So sometimes I find that when we talk to couples and we kind of like get into the underbelly of why things are not working out is because the other one is always in the dark. They know nothing. They don't know what's going on with their partner. And then as a result, you know, we can also borrow that from a partner who complains that their partner basically abuses the money that they have. You know, because sometimes I could get into a relationship and give you the impression that I've got money. Money is not a problem. Now, when you start, bawling with my money, then I'm complaining. So sometimes
you know
it's good.
When you talk about money, you know what you remind me of? Yeah. Something that Mpomaboy, why are we talking about Mpomaboy so much
today? That's cool.
Mpomaboy posted something. There's a new term called a hobosexual. So that means you get into a relationship with someone who's actually in it for the money.
Right.
Because they know that they need... they need a morek, they need a backer. Mm. And the only reason they're in a relationship with you is because there are hobos who need money and they need you to boot their financial life, you know, to just be there and give them money to live.
Remember you and I used to have those. So you'd go out and then you'll send me a picture of a potential. And then you'd show the potential my picture. And the first question would be, does he have money? Like, let's move on. Like, really?
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
Yes.
So you'd go out and be my eyes in the field. So that was very funny.
Oh, you're so bad. I can't believe you said that.
No, but...
you're so bad. Fine, let's moving along. Wade van Niekerk got engaged.
Ah.
Mini Dlamini got engaged.
Yes.
Who else got engaged? We had quite a few engagements actually. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brendan from Idols got engaged.
Ah, remember Brendan Praise?
Brendan Praise.
Yeah,
he got engaged.
Ah, oh and yes. Yeah, I remember
he
that.
He did.
But then, what about the is it memes that a lot of people used to do, like the funny pictures where they took the other DJ and then they put his picture against this picture?
Yes. Or when they took Mini and her fiance and then they kept putting a whole lot of people.
This is South Africa. We need to switch off.
No, you know what? We don't deserve internet. We don't deserve internet with the things that we're doing. Yeah. We don't deserve the internet.
Yeah.
And yes, and we had some of the highlights without necessarily.
Let's go to a break.
Oh yeah.
And you know we haven't wished our listeners happy 2017.
But you know what? We just flow like that. It will come after the break.
This is
Gatsum
Simon. You're listening to
Belighted
with Rami and Romeo on
KSN. So we got a WhatsApp number for people to be able to interact with us on the show. And the WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. And just make sure you save that number and you are able to actually send your messages live.
Mm.
So we are moving with the times.
On WhatsApp.
Born. And also, I have to say the interactions on our Facebook page, Belighted with Rami and Romeo, has been
it's
a buzz.
Been great.
And also Instagram and Twitter, that's Belighted Show.
Yeah, at Belighted Show.
At Belighted Show, yeah. So, yeah.
And we spoke about the highlights of 2016, but we didn't say Belighted was one of the biggest highlights of 2016.
Can we give our listeners a... What is your New Year's message to our listeners?
A New Year's message to our listeners?
Hmm.
Kick butt.
Ah, come on, man. Be more creative. You are a creative. Come on.
I know,
give
I'm
me some.
Creative.
Give me some.
But then, you know, then I start flowing with the words. Then I realize that I've spoken for 10 minutes. But you know what? What I wish for our listeners is more health, more wealth. And I know it sounds so cliche because people always say it, but I don't think you can enjoy your wealth without having good health, you know? I can't imagine someone, you know, you're walking around in a drip, driving in a Rolls. You know, that's so boring. So I think more than anything, more than wealth, I would ask for more health and more life to be able to explore even within the limited, because not everyone is as unlimited as everyone is, you know. Mm. I remember that other guy that I won't mention his name was saying he's wishing for the Matrix to go out, learn a new language, travel the world, see the world, do this, do that, and start a business. Mm. And Black Twitter, which I'm also part of, we went for him. Like, what are you talking about? Most of the matriculants, they walk 80 kilometers each day, so they are traveling. Mm. And then half of them, they speak a minimum. I mean, Black people, we speak a minimum of 5 languages. Yeah. I mean, Sotho, Tswana, Pedi, and then you throw in Zulu, you throw in Xhosa, then there's a bit of Afrikaans and English. Mm. Already, I don't think we've got Black people who speak only one or two, less than 2 languages, that's basically. Correct, yeah. Mm. You know, and we went for that. But in essence, I kind of get what he was saying. It's just that it wasn't the right platform, and it wasn't. He probably said it in a good spirit, but that is what I would wish for our people, for our people to go out there, and it doesn't need to take money. Mm. Start something new. Start something great. Because when you say start a business, half of us, you walk into a bank already. There's no written at the door before you even ask, you know. But we can make ways, we can make means of doing something, starting new. I'm looking for Black business who will believe in the dreams of young people. Black business who will invest and take risks in the lives of young people. Like, for instance, Mark Zuckerberg says Bill Gates was his mentor. You know, he learned a lot from Bill Gates. And also because I think in a way Bill Gates gave him time, you know, gave him time of day, listened to him and coached him wherever it mattered, whenever it was necessary. So we need our Black business as well to do that for the young ones. I remember Dr. Tim had posted as well on one of his posts saying, Limpopo people, we need to go back because our standard of education in Limpopo is dropping. And for us, me coming from Limpopo, we take education seriously. Mm. You know, we were always being taught that, guys, you will go out there, as Pedi, Chivenda and Chitsonga speaking people, you will always be undermined because of where you come from.
I think
so we needed to hit the floor running all the time.
There's a point that you made, and I think that would also kind of like borrow from the message that I want to share with our listeners. And it's that if you don't have a mentor, find one now. Because what I find is with the proliferation of technology, for example, just because you have a lot of information and a lot of, you know, through social media and all that, the more information you have, the more confused you get, and the more you delay in making a decision, because it's like you have all these choices, but then, you know, they all look good and then you don't know. So my wish is that if you don't have a mentor, find a mentor that will help you to kind of like, you know, sift through correct information to make intelligent decisions in 2017. Otherwise, you know, if you don't, then 2018 will still be stuck in the same rut.
Be stuck. Yeah. Mm. And another thing is that when we talk about mentors, sometimes most of the people that were my mentors when I'm around are people that I've actually never even met. Mm. They were my mentors from afar. I would read about them. I would study what they did. I would literally soak them in, like check what it is that they're doing right, what it is that is working, what is the formula that they're using. And I would basically take that and apply it to some of the things that I would do in my life.
So
and
would
it
we say,
worked.
Would we
you
say,
know, like Oprah Winfrey is a good mentor. I've never met Oprah. I've seen her, but I've never had a conversation with her. You know, she doesn't know me. You know, there are a whole lot of people that I can talk about now and say, I looked at that person's life. Mm. I followed what they did, basically, and it landed me to where I am.
So, but you we know? Need to then, we essentially from what you're saying, we encourage people find the right book of someone who has gone through, you know, the same route that you're taking in order for you to kind of like not repeat the same mistakes as well.
Absolutely. Mm. We can learn from all
so
of that.
So let's talk about the fact that you got a chance to be a host on Kaya FM. And then while we were, you know, mesmerized by that, you were on Metro FM.
Yes,
and
yes.
I had a deal, you know, your closing segment. You were saying, if I can't be here, find me on
Live Central.
And said, yeah, 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 yeah,
bye bye, bye bye.
You know, like someone has hijacked the SABC.
You know what? I enjoyed being with Bob Mabena on Kaya. You know, Bob Mabena is one of my mentors. I mean, Bob, we've been friends, Bob and I, for a very long time. And when I say friends, I don't mean like we used to hang out. Yeah. And no.
Industry friends.
Mm. And it was that thing, me and Bob, it was like, I see you, you see me.
Yeah.
And he knows I've learned a lot from him. So he was busy doing the shows over the festive season, and then I sent him a message. I'm like, listen, you sound so sad all by yourself. I'm going to come through. And he's like, oh, absolutely, come through. And it's like, I'm going to check with the station manager and the producers, whatever. He got it happening. Mm. He said, okay, I want Rami to come through. And they're like, okay, she can come from 7 to 9. So I went in the first day. It went so well. Mm. And they're like, no, you have to come back for another day. And I had to produce the shows.
Yeah.
That was another thing. They're like, okay, you have to produce the shows by yourselves. Get the interviews, get the people, get the topics, get everything. And I did that. And it was actually quite cool sitting across Bob, and he kept on saying, I'm with Rami Training Studio, who, by the way, co-produced the show. I was like, I know that boy.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah,
so
that's me.
So that would be the highlight of your year.
Yes. I mean, sitting with Bob Mabena is such a dream. Guys, you don't even understand how amazing Bob Mabena
is. The man is a legend.
He is such a legend. I was so stoked. And I mean, you know, with Bob Mabena, you know, the first time I saw him on TV, you know, you have a crush on him because he's just like this hot guy who has it happening with his German cut. He's tall, he's thin, and everyone just wants to be very clean, well-spoken, beautiful voice, beautiful articulation, and you just want to be his friend. And then next thing, as fate would have it, I can basically pick up my phone and say, hey, Bob. For me, that's like, I think I have arrived.
But also, let's talk about Bob's passion. Let's talk about Bob's real passion.
Yeah.
Because remember, Bob has been in radio for so many years.
Yeah, yeah, since he was 18. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, 18.
And then he's also been a senior manager at a radio station.
Yes.
But then it's amazing how, you know, from being, you know, at the pinnacle of, you know, a radio station, you actually go back to what you love.
Which is presenting. And another thing that Bob does is that he has empowered 30 young people in 2016 who wanted to get into radio. And he literally set them up. He got workshops running for them. He got other people, other DJs, other mentors to come through, hold workshops, connect them with different universities, colleges, you know, media houses.
But you see, those are things that are not reported.
Yeah, well, when we have Bob in studio later this year, we're going to hear a lot about it.
Yeah, nah, that's awesome. Eh?
Yeah, I mean,
in the presence of the legend.
You know what I mean? I think he's just going to take the show over. I can't wait. So they'll be like, you and me are just going to sound like two little people while Bob is like, take over. He'll be the one going like, oh yeah, yeah, you're on Belighted with Rami and Romeo. Yeah. And I'm just going to be looking at him like with my eyes, and I'll be just blinking and watching him. Going like, go Bob,
like,
go Bob, UPO, yo,
UPO, UPO.
I know, you know, and it's so good to have people like Bob Mabena. And we were talking about Black excellence when I was on Kaya FM. We were talking about different people, couples, people who like families that came together, like the Mabonyas, the Kunene brothers. You know, the list was endless, and we were talking about that. And we also had Mamgcina Mhlophe, you know, talking about her books, her passion for storytelling, and the education system in South Africa, what it is that she would want to see. And it was something like my eyes were just open wide, and it was so good to sit there and do that. And then Metro, then they're like, okay, fine, since we know you were there, do you want to come across this side? I was like, of course I can come across that side. And I went in, I had fun. I mean, Adil and Lute, they were like saying I have too much energy. Well, I was like, tell me something new.
Adil did say that life on air.
Yeah, like you've got too much energy.
Your energy.
Yeah, you have got too much energy. But you know what it is? I think it's when you open up yourself for different opportunities, they fall into your lap. They fall into your lap.
But
it happens.
See, you need to open yourself up to different opportunities, because your passion is born from there.
Yes.
You know, when you exposed to all these beautiful ideas and processes and, you know, being involved in various activities, you actually find yourself there. Because yes, you will know exactly true. That, okay, this is for me.
Yes, absolutely.
And like, you know, you sitting there and flirting with the idea of starting, but you just never start anything. Yeah.
And in fact, that's one of my wishes for our listeners for 2017. Mm. Start something. Mm. Start something right now. Start it small. Mm. Start it now. In fact, Casper Nervous put that status. He said something like, I don't remember in which order, but he said, I think he said, start something, start small, start small, start now, start young. I think that's what he said.
Okay. Yeah. Very profound. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. And that, for me, I've always said, start something, because you never know. Mm. Everything, every big thing had a beginning, and that beginning failed a lot of times. Mm. It is not guaranteed that you're going to get it right the first time. When you do, yay for you.
Yeah.
But chances are you won't, not the first time around. But it doesn't mean that you have to give up. So we need to start something now. And another thing, get a sounding board.
Yeah.
You need that person that you're going to say, okay, I've got this friend of mine, I abuse him all the time. I think he's going to block me very soon. I think... And it's not like I can't think for myself. It's like, you know, when you start having that sick, not sick feeling, like that butterfly feeling in your tummy, and I'm not settled, and it's not like I'm not sure of what it is that I want to do, but I know that I say, okay, fine, breathe, ask him, like, what would he do? And when he says something, like, okay, I knew he was going to say that, and then I go ahead and do it.
Let me say this.
We all deserve one.
In my latest book.
That one that doesn't have a name yet.
Yes. there's a chapter that I wrote, and it's called A Circle of Experience.
Yeah.
And in your circle of experience, your name is in the middle, and you gotta have all these little lines where
arrows
you actually
that point out to.
The arrows that says to you, what are those, what experience have you gathered in your life? It doesn't matter you are young, old, what experience have you gathered? So for example, I would say, I have gathered management experience because I was working for a particular company. But now, how has that experience made me money in my own life?
Mm-hmm.
That's what your circle of experiences. You have to kind of like put together all the various experiences that you have. You can say, I'm a singer, I'm an artist, I'm this, I'm blah, 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 blah. But you have done that for other people. How has that made you money?
Yes.
That's my wish for you for 2017.
Ah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, now that you mentioned, I'm actually getting into a different industry altogether that I never thought I can ever
Why
get into.
Why am I not surprised? Tell us.
It is, in fact, I don't even know how
Let
it
Let me guess,
happened.
Horticulture.
No.
Ah, you, Pen, anything is possible.
No, I know, but it's quite close to that.
Oh.
And each day I wake up and say, I don't believe I'm actually doing this.
And it's happening.
And it is happening.
Yeah.
It's like I never thought I would get into this kind of field.
Yeah.
And all it took was a phone call. They're like, we know you do this kind of thing. We want you in our campaign. I was like, but that means I'll have to wear hard hats, boots, and like, yes, you will come through and do it. Mm. And I'm doing it. Oh, maybe that's why I lost weight.
Oh, so that explains it.
I think it's like walking miles and going up and down, you know. Yeah, but anyway. And it's crazy. It is crazy. Mm. So it is also that thing that when you open up yourself to opportunities, they fall in your lap. And when they fall in your lap, because when you open yourself up, I think that also it gives you grace for a certain level of experience or an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to sharpen your skill and to get into that kind of a field.
Mm.
So when it falls in your lap, it actually finds you ready.
But that's the only way that you overcome fear.
Yeah.
You know, when you open yourself up, you it's like, you know, the embarrassment of opening. You know, let's say, for example, you're trying to seduce a brother and you go, voila! And he says, what the hell are you doing? You know, you are already vulnerable. And
yeah, I'm like trying to show my boobs and he's not buying me. No, it's like, I've seen
really,
better boobs.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is when the moment that you actually say, I'm doing it, you actually have overcome fear. Because I was actually talking to a friend of mine about that as well, is that sometimes the sad thing is that there are so many things that we think about that we just don't say because we are more concerned about what the next person will say or do. And remember, people have only two options. They can only say yes or no.
Yeah.
But you have freed yourself from just overthinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say it.
Yeah, just say.
You lose.
Say yes or say no. It doesn't matter.
That's it.
You're ready for whichever answer.
There we go. You see,
and
so
you're sorted.
So I like what you're saying, because you know when you open yourself up, you overcome fear. Because when you open yourself up, you don't think about fear. You're thinking about what you're going to absorb and receive.
Yeah. Well, so. I wasn't intending to receive the bouquet from Black Coffee's wedding.
Well. I did see
it came at me. Did you see the video? No, literally.
But I swear,
you must watch that video in slow motion.
No, knowing
it
you,
came
you strategically
stood there.
And you knew that that bouquet was coming.
I did not even know.
You are a good calculator, by the way.
You know what? Can I tell you something? Is that when they, funny thing is that when they called out the single ladies, okay, Terry Mutau, remember Terry? Mm-hmm. Terry, the DJ, SC?
Yeah.
Terry was the MC at the reception.
Okay.
And he says, can all the single ladies please stand up?
Right.
And then the single ladies stood up. Mm. And then he said, I said single, as long as you're not married and you don't have a husband. Mm. You are single. Whether divorced, single, well, returned soldier, or the husband died.
It don't matter.
You are single. Right. Stand up. Mm. And then when Rami, stand up. And then I remember he also called Cindy Stunky. Kofi actually called out Stunky. Where's Stunky? Oh, who's Stunky? Stunky, stand up. And then Cindy had to come up as well.
Yeah.
So we are going there, going like gradually. And these young girls in their 20s, they're looking at us like, how am I gogo? Seriously. Seriously now, can we talk about that?
Yeah.
So I take my camera and I even tell them to come in for a selfie before the bouquet is being thrown. And I keep taking pictures of Mbali. I take pictures of Mbali. And then they start doing the countdown. And I keep saying, no, please, not this way. You know, I'm like trying to duck. Next thing, this thing comes straight at me. I am telling you.
Strategically so.
You know that movie where when they go, Ned He, and he points it. That's how that bouquet came. The only option, I only had two options, to either catch it or let it hit me in my face and then let it fall. But it was just like I caught it right in front of my face. Nothing, no hands, no competition, nothing. And there were like very tall girls
You need
there.
To understand. I mean, like, look at you. Intimidated other kids.
Yes. And of course, Mviseni told me that. Mviseni told me, he was like, oh, Rami, you look so young.
The
People's Bay.
People's Bay.
People's Bay was like, shame girl. You might be one of the oldest girls in here, but sweetie, you look younger than a whole lot of them. I was like, take me home, Josie. Take me home. I do.
Man.
Oh, we had so much time. And Julius looked amazing. I mean, he was wearing a tux.
Mm, I saw
and
that.
You know, another thing. Let me tell you the inside story quickly before we go.
Mm.
One of the things that I enjoyed at the wedding, because that's what I was saying, it was just a whole lot of love.
Mm.
The CIC was there, Julius was there, Mbuisen was there, Mbawizi was there, Gigaba was there, Zizi Koto was there, Paks Dau was there, you know, all these politicians, they were there, they were sitting there. And there was a time where at the after party, they were sitting in a corner and they were making the biggest of noises. Because they were just laughing and killing themselves.
Oh.
And that's when, and I think also Oskido tweeted, like, when love overcomes.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's a historic moment because love even overcomes the politics. Because that, we forgot all about that. We had such a time of our lives.
What time did you guys go to?
Okay, I got off the dance floor at 4:06 in the morning. My legs could not carry me. I danced the whole night in my heels.
Oh, no.
And if there was a trophy to be given, I would have won it.
Where's your dance partner? What's his name again?
Shakes. Shakesha was not there. You know me and Shakes. So bad. You know who I enjoy? I enjoy dancing with Shakes. And right now I also enjoy dancing with SK Koza. SK can dance. And his brother and Abdul as well. But Shakes wasn't there. He wasn't there at the wedding. Mm. But we had so much fun. I danced until 4:06. Yeah. Only then, that's when I was going back to
sleep.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I danced so much.
What are we doing next week?
Next week, we have Judith Spuma in studio.
Oh, next week?
Next week.
Okay.
And she's coming through. We'll be talking about a whole lot of things. She's gonna be lovely. I think she will sing. Yes,
I mean, I will twist her arm. She does.
I will
some
twist
beautiful
her arm.
Unplugged music.
And yeah, she does. And we've got other beautiful people that'll be coming to look out for, to look forward to in the year 2017. We'll confirm the dates. We've got DJ's Book coming. We've got Terry Peto coming. We've got Anele and Tembisa coming. We've got Jessica Nkosi coming.
Yeah.
We've got
it's gonna be an awesome year.
We've got Benny McCarthy coming.
Yeah.
We've got Benny the Chef,
yeah.
Lesego the Chef, Les the Chef.
Yep.
We've got, yo, the list is endless. The list is endless. I am so excited for 2017. And I'm loving how the show has caught fire. That every time when I say to people, I will be honored. Romain, I would love you to have you on the show if you can.
Yeah.
And they're like, of course, we know Carbonina is coming as well. Right. You know, we love it when they say, of course, we want to be there. Lebo Mashide will come through, you know, and Mamgcina Mtlophe will come through
of course.
As well. Oh, the list is like we are completely booked out until July at the moment.
We have to go.
But find us, comment on Belighted with Rami and Romeo at the Belighted Show on Twitter and Instagram. And find us on WeChat as well. Download our podcast on cliffcentral.com.
WhatsApp.
And we've got a WhatsApp number.
079-748-2090.
And we'll see you next week with Judith in studio.
Yeah, awesome.
Belighted. Bye.
Bye-bye. Cliffcentral.com.